Welcome back to The Zone, presented by CC Power Sports of Louisville on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Jason Anderson.
Well, we're hanging out here in the
Jason,
Final Four.
Wow, Jason, that sounded like Merle Haggard. That sounded like Lucas Nelson there. That sounded like John Fogerty, Brad Paisley. I love that beat there. Can you turn that up just a little bit more? Because I like it loud, and I like to be in the front row, which is where we are in Minneapolis right now. I'm Bill, and I love Louisville. Oh, my gosh. I spent so much time there. Denny Crum, the coach who found me when I was 15 years old down in San Diego. And then today, what Chris Mack is doing, rebuilding the whole program, our great friends over at Brown Foreman and Jack Daniels. I was there for a wonderful time at the Muhammad Ali Center for Peace. And now I am here with Jason, my hero.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know if I will be your hero very long. See,
why is that?
Well, because we asked the listeners at the beginning of the show if I should introduce you doing my very poor Bill Walton impression.
You can do whatever you want.
If I should introduce you as Bill Walton while trying to do a Bill Walton impression.
I believe in freedom. If we could turn the music down a little bit in the studio there, please. Thank you.
I love that you're producing the show, by the way.
Well, I love freedom, and I love choice. And what Muffy McGraw did in the newspaper today, that was awesome. When she stood up and she talked about gender equality in employment and so how critically important that is. And then I loved what Nancy Armour said in the USA Today, how there's no place in athletics for violence and sexual abuse and that kind of stuff. And it was a brilliant column, and I stand with the ladies. And, you know, we've come a long way. But it's not how far we've come, it's how far we still have to go. And the battle is endless, and I'm willing to stand up there and fight. And to see the women's Final Four going on in Tampa right now, and UConn versus Notre Dame tonight, and then Oregon versus Baylor, that's going to be awesome. And then tomorrow we've got incredible games. This Final Four, this is as special as I've ever as I can remember, Jason, because the games have been so competitive and so hard-fought and very, very well played. And the passion, the enthusiasm, the skill level, the commitment to the team, the willingness to work and sacrifice on defense to get out going in transition offensively. Any team could win. Michigan State beat Duke.
Right.
And it's going to come down as we celebrate today. Today is the 35th anniversary of Kareem becoming the all-time NBA scorer. Kareem was by far the greatest player I ever played against. He's one of the huge heroes in my life and one of the main reasons why I went to UCLA. But he epitomized that offense wins. Kareem was a great defensive player, great passer, great everything. But he could score, and nobody else could at his pace. And so that's what's going to happen this weekend. You know, whether it's going to be Auburn, whether it's going to be Texas Tech, Michigan State, Virginia, the coaches are all fantastic. Whether the new guys will be able to adjust to the pressure. And because one of the things that coaches have to do is make their players believe. And you being in Louisville and what Denny Crum did, and it was just so fantastic what he did for us. Because we were so young. We were teenagers, just barely teenagers. And he convinced us that we were the next ones and that we were going to get this done. And it was just a seamless transition. But then he left because he didn't think Coach Wooden was ever going to retire. And he went to Louisville, became the coach, and then Coach Wooden retired 2 years later. Then UCLA asked him back, and then he said, no, man, I love Louisville. And my time spent there, I can certainly see why he does that. That beautiful new downtown hotel, what is that, a new Westin?
The Omni.
The Omni, sorry for the branding mistake there. But
fine.
I stayed there with Brown Foreman and Jack Daniels just less than 2 months ago, and it was the time of my life, man. And those guys are so cool, and what they do for all of us in our world. Yeah, it's like the road to the Final Four is a lot smoother when you're with Brown Foreman.
It is smoother. So I'm going to attempt this, and we'll see what it sounds like. All right. So Bill Walton is our guest as we're hanging out here at the Final Four. There's no Dave Pasch, and thank God for that.
Is that Frank Caliendo?
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. That's what I said. But the listener said you got to at least try it.
You're doing fantastic.
Bill. Well,
look, if you don't try.
It needs a lot of work.
You're doing well.
It's very limited. Needs a lot of work.
I need a lot of work. Nobody needs more work than me. But the fact that, you know, we're here in Minnesota, the land of Bob Dylan, the land of Kevin McHale, and how much fun we're going to have here, because the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who are coming here to celebrate. Now, I was a little concerned when we got off the plane, Lori and I, from San Diego.
Well, yes.
You're
in Minnesota pretty immediately.
Oh, my gosh. And then when we were coming in from the airport, the traffic was all stopped because there was a big herd of caribou and a big herd of elk and reindeer trying to cross the freeway there, and we couldn't get by.
It's a true story.
And so then, you know, as we're sitting there, you know, we had to get out of the car because it was – I do not have patience in traffic, right? And so I was really up against it. And I was thinking about what Muhammad Ali would do with his Center for Peace right there on the banks of the Ohio River, and where Lewis and Clark came down, you know, hundreds of years ago. And I was standing there thinking, what are we going to do with this adversity? This giant eagle came down and swooped Lori and I both up with their talons, right? And they just dropped us on the other side of the herd, and we were able to continue our journey right here to downtown Minneapolis.
When did you realize your mind worked differently than everybody else?
My mind is... I'm just glad I'm alive.
Aren't we all? We're on the right side of the earth.
And I'm glad I was able to find so many special and master teachers in my life at such an early age. And the heroes and role models that I chose to emulate and idolize as a child are still my same guys today. I mean, I had the greatest parents ever, zero interest in athletics. My first coach, who I started with when I was 8 years old, best coach I ever had.
Wow.
He was a volunteer coach at our elementary school for 59 years. When he died a few years ago, I can't tell you if he knew anything about sports, but he knew life and knew joy. And then when I was 9 years old, I found Chick Hearn on the radio. And for the next ever, Chick was there every single game, and it was like being on tour with Jerry Garcia. It was like being, you know, on the road with Bob Dylan and Neil Young and John Fogerty and Jimmy Cliff and Jackson Brown and everybody. That was Chick Hearn in my life, and he was, you know, the beauty of the NBA is that it never ends. And then I had John Wooden in my life, and with all those guys, it was always the mental challenge of trying to be the best. And that effort that I see with these remarkable coaches, Tony Bennett and Tom Izzo, and Chris Beard, who I'm just learning about right now, and the story that he had, and then Bruce Pearl, who I've known forever. Bruce is a Boston guy. And I love the way that these guys' teams just come out and play. And you see the whole history of the Final Four. I was with Christian Laettner here earlier today, and that was just so fun.
He's experienced in the Final Four.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you had four of them, right?
You and Christian Laettner, not too bad in making
Final Christian Fours. Is the youngest guy on the NCAA's all-time team. And since Christian stopped playing in the early 90s, there has not been a player who has cracked into that team. And so when you look at the list of those guys, Kareem and Bill Russell and Oscar and Wilt and Larry and Magic and Bill Bradley and Jerry West, I think those – and then Christian, I think those are the top 10 guys. Yeah.
Who's missing from that? Who would you put on there? Or did they get it right?
Well, I'm just happy to be on the team.
Bill Walton is our guest as we're hanging out at the Final Four.
What I saw, though, this past week, Jason, it was absolutely remarkable because the games were so incredibly competitive. And Carson Edwards, I love that guy. Yeah. I love the way he plays. But I could say that, you know, about Mooney and Moretti. And I can say that about Diakite and Odiasse and all these guys, you know, I'd never heard of before. I'm a Conference of Champions guy. And, you know, I broadcast the Pac-12. And so the job that Oregon did in terms of recovering from loss of Bol Bol is the same story that Auburn is going through right now. And can they come up with that magnificent performance? And I'm just looking forward to seeing Harper and Brown and Dunbar and Doughty and Spencer and McLemore and Wiley. And is it Pure Foy or Pure Joy? I can't figure that out. I'm trying to get that down. But then, you know, with all these different guys. Little Clark from Virginia. I mean, he makes these incredible plays. But Michigan State beat Duke. When you beat Duke, you know, that means you're really, really good.
Is that who you think wins it?
I have no idea who's going to win. It's a basketball game. Anybody could win. And anything could happen. But I do know one thing. It's going to be somebody coming out and playing great offense. And, you know, and so Harper and Brown for Auburn, Guy and Jerome for Virginia, Cassius Winston, McQuaid, maybe Goins for Michigan
State.
Big
shot, yeah.
And then Mooney, Moretti, and Culver. Now, the big guys underneath, I love Diakite, and I love what Owens is doing, and I love what Ward and those guys are doing down low. But and you have to control the basket area, but you have to have that guy, whether it's Larry Bird, whether it's Magic, whether it's Kareem, whether it's Wilt, whether it's Oscar, whether it's Michael Jordan, whether it's LeBron James, or, you know, that great player who's just going to come out and say, look, I don't care what you guys do because I'm going to do something better, and I'm going to come out and I'm going to put 50 in your face. And to be able to do that as a young player when there are so many distractions, so many different pressures, the coach has to show these guys how to love pressure, how to embrace pressure, how to want to... Those who will never risk going too far will never know how far they can go. And, I was so lucky, Jason. I played for six coaches who were in the Hall of Fame. Many more would be if my body had held up to what I was dreaming about becoming. But they taught you how to think like a champion, how to act like a champion, how to become the champion. And then and to come here to this Final Four stage in this beautiful state, oh, my gosh. I got my Bob Dylan shirt on.
You too.
The times there are changing.
They are changing.
Come gather around people wherever you roam. Admit that the waters around you have grown.
And you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone.
For the times they are a changing. Oh, my gosh.
Bill Walton, our
Tell
guest.
Denny Crum hello. Tell Chris Mack good luck. We're really pulling for him. Tell the Brown Foreman and guys. And the Jack Daniels guys that all have a double. And then we'll just continue on through this wonderful weekend here. This is truly spectacular. Thank you for having me, Jason.
I
have a wonderful tournament here. Let's go. Who do you like?
I think Michigan State wins.
Okay.
On Monday night.
Yeah.
Cassius Winston, I think he leads them.
Yeah, okay. And so what if he doesn't come through? I mean, because...
Then I don't think they'll win.
Okay. Go back to the greatness, the guys who can bring it every single day. It's one guy. And granted, he's a Big Ten player of the year, which is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
We're in Big Ten country. He's been here before. He knows what it's like when the polar bears and the eagles and everything come, out of the sky. And, oh, my gosh. Charlie is wrapping me up here. He's dragging me off here.
If you can imagine somebody's hand going around a clock,
that is
what Charlie's been doing for the last 5 minutes or so.
This is going to be spectacular. Don't discount Mooney.
Okay.
Don't discount Harper and Brown.
I will not discount
anybody. Or Guy and Jerome.
You shouldn't discount anybody.
It's all right there. Anything could happen. It's who you watch last. Okay. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Louisville. Thank you, Denny Crum, for my life. I would not be here without you. And tell Susan hello.
I will do just that. Absolutely. Bill, I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Jason. Here we go.
There is Bill Walton on ESPN 680 105.7 as we are hanging out here in the Final Four. I think he probably did that himself. He told Denny and Susan hello, and the Brown Foreman people and all of that stuff. Told them all hello.
Have you ever had a guest before that interviewed themselves? That's what just happened.
Yes, the last time we had Bill Walton on.
So fair.
That is the last one that interviewed themselves. That might be, by the way, that is the record, except that is the first time since the last time we talked to Bill Walton of the least amount of words I have used in a 15-minute interview. And by the way, correlates to awesome. That's what it means. That's what everybody's probably thinking right now.
We discovered the formula for the zone. The show is better when Jason isn't talking.
Just shut up, Jason. I would do that more often if Bill Walton were on more often. He could do the Bill Walton would do the entire 3-hour show and talk about 70,000 different things in that 3 hours that he's on the air, because I think there were probably about 50 different things that he brought up there. I mean, I don't even know where it went. Like,
we need a flow chart. Eagles?
I mean, he talked about bison and eagles, and then some. An eagle came and swooped him up and carried. He and his wife flew them across the highway that was being stopped because there were bison and antelope that were crossing, which it may be true. I'm not sure. Yes, that happened, and talked about all these great coaches and great bands that are.
Do you think there's a deeper metaphor there?
Run through
face
a mother that he just ran through that mother's face right there. That
he ran through your face.
That's right. That is exactly right. So, and he allowed me to at least get a few words of a impression with Bill Walton, which no doubt was not any good. But I gave it a shot. I shot my shot.
Fan after zone question of the day number two: is Jason the only person that will do a Bill Walton impression with him in an interview?
I hope so. I hope that's the case. I don't know. Maybe I'm the lame guy that everybody's done that with Bill Walton. I'm not sure. All right. I know that we have to take a timeout. I don't know that it may get better than that. I guess we'll all find out. We are going to talk with Grievous Vasquez from Maryland. He will be our guest. And you know what? Magic, we talked about it at the beginning of the show. Are we going to attempt to do some of the interview in Spanish with Grievous Vasquez from Maryland, who is the Spanish broadcaster of Westwood One for the tournament, and was a fantastic player, ACC Player of the Year, Bob Cousy Award winner, played 7 years in the NBA. So maybe we will try to do that as well. So we'll go from Bill Walton, who was speaking all different kinds of languages, the language of love and subtlety, that's what that was, to someone who speaks Spanish. And quite literally speaks a different language. So we will do that on the other side. When I moved to Louisville, the horse racing was a different language for me. It was a completely different dialect when you go to the backside. And that through osmosis has become easier and easier to understand. Also, TVG helping you do that as well. Horse racing fans, the Derby's right around the corner. You know that. We're all getting ready for it. Keeneland tomorrow, Bluegrass, all of that stuff as we are going through the Derby prep races, qualifiers, and everything like that. We've got our 680, 105.7, official horse of the Derby already. We've got that Drew Diener was the mascot of the of Justify a year ago. We'll see if he ends up doing that as well. Just do this. Go download the TVG app today or go to tvg.com/Jason for the exclusive offer. TVG will double your first deposit up to $100. That is within 15 days. And there is more when you use the Jason code. If you make your first deposit of $100 or more, TVG is going to match it to $100 and then give you an extra $20. So now you're paying with $220. It's like what Locke did in the gambling league that we had when it was supposed to start with $200 with he and Easy. And he put like $100 in and they matched the $100 and it was $200. And it was like, no, you were supposed to start with $200. He's like, no, they gave me $100. And it was like this whole big deal. So they'll take care of you. It'll actually be $220. To be able to do that as well. TVG offers, you probably know this, the best online betting experience with plenty of promotions, money back special. If your horse finishes second or third, they can give you your money back. That is the money back special. Also, all day Derby day, they're doing a money back special that the horse that you pick, if it finishes second or third, you're getting your money back. They've got the TVG mobile app. They've got all of that as well. And you watch the horse racing on your Amazon Fire Stick, the Roku, Apple TV. You can get TVG and watch all the horse racing live there. The most exciting time in horse racing underway. Sign up with TVG today and make a first deposit. They'll match it up to $100. Within 15 days, there's more. If you make your first deposit of $100 or more, you get an extra $20 using the code Anderson. Jason. Don't miss out on this exclusive offer. Code is Jason. Just download the TVG app or go to tvg.com/Jason and sign up. That's tvg.com/Jason. Age and residency restrictions apply. Void where prohibited by law. See full terms and conditions at tvg.com/Jason. All right. We will take a timeout and we will come back and talk to trying to see who we even have scheduled. Oh, it's Greaves Vasquez, because I know we're supposed to talk to Jim Jackson. We're still supposed to talk to Kevin Kugler. We'll see. Maybe we'll go past 6 o'clock. We'll find out. Magic, whatever we've got past 6 o'clock, we may blow past it as well. Who knows? So we'll take a timeout. Greaves Vasquez, Maryland Terrapin, and 7 years in the NBA. Now the Spanish broadcast of Westwood One as the color commentary, and we'll see if we can incorporate maybe some questions and not questions, but answers in Spanish. How about this? I'll ask him some questions in English. He'll answer in Spanish, and I'll try to figure out what he actually just said. We'll try that next. Greaves Vasquez joins us from Radio Row as we continue with our coverage brought to you by UPS Jobs, Baptist Health, Sports Medicine, fueled by Kroger and delivered by Papa John.
You are listening to the Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
UPS is now hiring package handlers in Louisville. Package handlers earn competitive wages. And with UPS's Metropolitan College program, you can graduate 100% debt-free. Get in the game with UPS. Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com.